Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for September 15th through September 22nd and beyond.
Alright, so first up on Monday, September 16th, the Sun leaves its own sign Leo and enters fastidious Virgo. The Sun governs leaders and those in authority. The Sun also represents the soul. Mercury is the intellect, and in a sense, Mercury is the minister to the Sun. So, for the next few weeks, we have the leader, the Sun, and his minister, Mercury, together in the minister's sign, Virgo. This might be good or not. Should the minister have the upper hand? This is analogous to the Kerry-Obama relationship.
And Virgo is the sign of details and analysis, making this the perfect time for everyone to put in their two cents on how to word every nook and cranny of any potential document, on how Siri is to comply with ridding itself of chemical weapons.
Yeah, and the fur will fly, and there'll be plenty of bitching that'll take place too. Being the sign of details and analysis, Virgo is all about criticism. And with Mercury, its ruler, currently transiting in Virgo, the qualities of this sign are strong right now.
No doubt. And for the USA, for the chart of the USA, the Sun-Mercury duo really gets a place of prominence by transiting over the country's 10th house of the ruler, where its natal Saturn, the planet of control, is placed, and natal Neptune, the planet of dreams. This is where the USA gets its dream of controlling the world.
Really, that's certainly true, David. This admixture of authoritative Sun with control freak Saturn in the critical sign Virgo ensures that the USA will doggedly chew this bone of contention, a prime example of how America always wants to be able to have its cake and eat it, too. Anyway, Mercury is exactly opposite Uranus on Monday, September 16th. Now, Mercury will be at 17 degrees Virgo, with Uranus at 17 degrees Pisces. We have just been through a week of the planet of the media being influenced by the planet of unexpected events, and certainly there have been plenty of examples of that.
Yes, indeed, and we're not done yet. This energy pattern is still intense, and with another exceptional planetary pattern happening this week, it looks really ripe for something that will grab everyone's attention.
Okay, David. Why don't you tell us about what you are looking at?
Venus is exactly conjunct Saturn and Rahu on Wednesday, September 18th. All three will pile on top of each other in a strange astrological menage a trois at 14 degrees Libra. Although these three are considered friends in Vedic astrology, planets do not do well when they all have to share the same degree. In Sanskrit, it is called Graha Yuddha, which means planetary war.
Okay, David, so which is it? They're all three in bed with each other, or they're having war? What are we getting this week?
Well, at one degree, it's got to be some kind of closet.
Yeah, all right.
There are two ways to look at this. You could say that since Venus is being overwhelmed by sharing space with two major malefics, Saturn and Rahu, that Venus is going to get pretty roughed up. That means the significations of Venus, like harmony, agreement, love, and finances, are in for some bad experiences this week. Or you can look at the plus side, which is that Venus is strong in its own sign of Libra, will continue to contribute some positive energy to the crisis-prone combination of Saturn and Rahu. We've already seen some suggestions of that in the past week, with the temporary diffusing of using missiles to transform the established order in the Middle East. But nonetheless, with the rather unusual theme of Putin riding in his peacemaker...
Okay. Well, if we take the meanings of Venus and Rahu and of Venus and Saturn and match them up, we can come up with some possibilities, like Saturn is restriction plus Venus, the planet of the financial sector, or Rahu is the unusual plus Venus, the planet of art and beauty.
It's the Miley Cyrus video.
Okay, sure. Yeah, let's see how kinky the planet of young females can get. All right, moving on. The full moon will be on Thursday, September 19th at 2 degrees Pisces. This marks the culmination of the energy of the Hindu lunar month Bhadrapada. The lunar sign that the moon falls in is actually symbolized by the funeral cot. And this gives us some clue that Bhadrapada is not a particularly pleasant sort of energy.
Also, the day after the full moon, the moon, while still in Pisces, will be conjunct Uranus and opposite Mercury, adding more juice to a Mercury-Uranus surprise news report to cap off the end of the week.
Well, there you go. Sounds like an exciting week coming up, and we'll be back next week to talk about and analyze what transpired.